The value of being. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. The value of being. We have lived our life almost consistently and continuously in the concept of to be. We are going to be wonderful. We are going to do these things. We're going to enter into these activities. We're going to participate. The value of being is lost in that. For the value of being is almost impossible experience for all of us to know. Because when we are being, we are living in the now. We are living this instant. We are expressing ourselves in every possible beautiful way. Now, as we express ourselves in every possible beautiful way, what do we do? How do we act? How do we respond? We respond as we live our life in every beautiful way by just letting go and letting the divine flow in us. We've been so accustomed to take charge, to be responsible, to take an outer response and look at how the world expects us to act and look at how the world expects us to produce and reveal ourselves, to look at all of the things in life and see them from the point of view of others. Now, I suggest the value of being is the value that who we really are. The letting go and letting the divine in us express itself in its magnificent ways. We may look at the world, and we may look at the revelation of things as it comes along, the development of the automobile, the development of the airplane, the development of space flight, development of all sorts of things, development of more and more plants and flowers and vegetables being grown and fertilizing them and encouraging them to be free from bugs, free from insects that might damage them. We, little by little, come into this awareness. Now, this knowledge has always been available to us, in us. We have always known all of these things. But something came along and became a stimulus to us, became a catalyst that caused us to think in certain ways, in certain concepts, to bring about the fulfillment of the various things that came to our mind to fulfill. Now, scientists are always looking for the solution for various things. When diseases come to their attention, they look for the solutions to these diseases. When a need comes, they look for the solution of that need. When war comes, they look for the solution of who has the biggest and most powerful weapon. And they come up with some most outstanding things. And then they want to rein in pollution, because as they do these things, they're burning many natural substances and sources, and this pollutes the atmosphere. It pollutes the atmosphere both in the mechanical devices and their exhaust, as well as burning substances such as coal and oil and gas, and doing many other things. And within the possibility of being, as it already exists, is the utilization of sunlight, which is a non-polluting device, which is the wave motion of the waves in the ocean, which are non-polluting devices, which is the gravity of the earth, which is a non-polluting device. Oh yes, these are all ways in which energy is being captured, energy is being directed, energy is being utilized for the benefit of humanity. Now, the simplest and easiest way for early man was to find fire, and once found, to use it in every possible way. And the Indians in the early United States wanted to clear off fields to utilize them so they could go hunting and they could find their quail and find the creatures that are about. So they'd burn the fields and sometimes the forest. And in the process, they changed the ecology of the whole area. And in changing that ecology, many interesting things took place. Now, nature, in its natural attitude, returns to its original purity and integrity, just like man returns to his original purity and integrity as he is allowed to be himself and return to the naturalness of his being. Yeah. If all humanity were just to live in a primitive manner, living off the land, or so to speak, or living from the reality that they don't need all the things they do, if we produced 100% of the food, we only need about 20% of that food to nourish our bodies and strengthen us and encourage us to go on in life. We know that the foods that are used on the table are mostly wasted. We know that around the world, people, even who eat foods that they have a limited amount, waste a great deal of it because it's not necessary. And scientists have told us that it really is not necessary. We're told that rats, if they were given a starvation or a near-starvation diet, just to keep them alive, lived 3, 4, 5 times longer than those who were having a normal diet. And certainly those who were having an opulent diet died quite quickly because their body didn't need the food and they just expired. Now, how is it that we can find our values in life? How can we find what is our value? The value of being. The value of being we find when we turn to that one universal university, the university within each one of us, the educational center within each one of us, the divine within each one of us, that is there to reveal all knowledge to us, or all wisdom to us, or all utilization to us. There is everything revealed there. Everything is available. And it's all indexed. It's all cataloged. When we think of love, the capacity for love is there. When we think of joy, the capacity of joy is there. When we think of food, the capacity of food is there. We think of nourishment, the capacity of nourishment is there. When we think of fresh air, or any air, the capacity to have perfect fresh air is there. And usually it's by the mental attitude, not by some physiological device that we put in front of our nose or mouth to keep out bad air or to filter the air. These are things that we're learning. These are things that we're coming into an awareness to. We find that fish use aquafilters, and these filters, the fins and so forth, allow the oxygen of the water to be utilized by the fish. Now, how would we do such a thing? How would we utilize the oxygen of the air without using our lungs? And those capacities, those ways are there. There's blankets that are being put over people that are oxygenated, and the oxygen goes right directly through the skin and into the body, and the body uses tremendously less oxygen than it would normally use. And as food is carefully given to human beings, people who are on special diets that are to help them lose weight or to help them control their body appetites and so forth, they eat far less than they would normally. Now, what is it that we are looking for? We're looking for the value of being. And the value of being is not to be, but it's a being, of living right now in that perfect awareness of the divine within us that knows all things and reveals all things to us as an already fulfilled idea. When an idea comes to us, it comes to us not only as a glorious idea, but it comes to us as a complete package of how we might carry about bringing that forth in our life, making it available to us, and utilizing it in every beautiful way. As we turn our attention to the value of being, as we turn our attention to the value that all is known right now, we find that magical things become aware to us, and we do things that not only a short time ago was thought to be undoable, impossible. Only a short time ago, it was thought to be something that was just irrelevant and something that you don't think about because it just cannot be done. And now we're doing it. Now we're walking on fire. Now we're eating less and enjoying it more. Now we're recognizing that thoughts are things which we've always known, but we haven't always practiced. Now we are realizing that there is one source of all wisdom, knowledge, awareness, and that's within each of us individually. Wherever our interest lay, that is where our knowledge is. Wherever our interest lay, the inner reveals the knowledge to fulfill our interest. And it's a wonderful, glorious thing. The value of being, think about it. As I think about it, and as you think about it, marvelous things come to our awareness, and we surprise even ourselves. Now, surprise yourself today just like I surprise myself every day with beautiful, wonderful, glorious things that are mine to use, to enjoy, to be, and it is done. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.